Lurid listeners, would you like a free audiobook? Follow us on Twitter at the KMQ. Tag us in a tweet and let us know that you would like a free copy of Best Women's Erotica of the Year, Volume 6, and we'll get a download code to you right away. If you don't have a Twitter account, feel free to email us at thekissmequicks@gmail.com and let us know that you'd like a copy of Best Women's Erotica of the Year, Volume 6.
Mm-hmm.
Eroticism is important. It influences and energizes our entire human experience. Eroticism isn't sex. It's sexuality transformed by our imaginations. We encourage lurid listeners to cultivate eroticism, to play with it, smack it, and rub it down. We want you to enjoy yourselves, your partners, and your sexuality. You are entitled to your sexual self.
This show is for adults only and contains erotic stories that sometimes feature provocative characters and intense themes and situations, spanning many literary genres, including action-adventure, science fiction, romance, horror, fantasy, and paranormal. Please listen responsibly.
Hey, hey, lurid listeners, welcome back to the Kiss Me Quicks Erotica Podcast. This is your host, Rose Caraway, and joining me in the studio is Big Daddy Dave Caraway. Say hey, Big Daddy.
Hey, what's up?
I've been craving cheese logs.
Weird.
Ever since date night, when you fed me that cheese, I've been wanting more.
Fed you that log?
You fed me that cheesy log.
That's so gross.
That came
out. I gotta
wash. You don't do that.
You said it.
No, it just popped into my head. This pandemic is making me want some cheese. Cheese and crackers.
So
like
gross.
Wallace and Gromit style, not weird, creepy, gross sex style. Although, if you fed me, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. I fed you a little bit, though.
Welcome
you
to
liked
my
that.
Newest episode, Cheese Log.
And
it's
our newly
get
found
cheesy
kink.
Up in here.
Oh God! So many things can go wrong
oh,
with a cheese.
It's gone very, very wrong. It's so gross.
And on that note, let's talk about no. The story today has nothing to do with that, but
I had no idea we were going to open up with cheese log.
I didn't either. It just popped into my head. I don't even know what day it is at this point,
yeah.
So the randomness that goes on in my head, you know, it's unreliable. I don't know what's going to pop out.
Cheese logs.
Cheese logs right now. other than that,
do we need
any
to start
other cravings?
Over?
No.
Sorry, guys.
All right, fine. Today on the KMQ... we are featuring...
cheese logs?
No! Another story from Rachel Kramer Bussell's Best Women's Erotica of the Year, Volume 6.
Here, here.
It is titled Sweater Weather, and it's written by the lovely Ilya Winters. And we chose this story to play for you guys today. Because it's friggin' sexy, and it's got,
right.
It's two female lead characters, so that's hot, and there's some kink discovery that happens through porn exploration, and that's really fun. I know that you and I have done a little bit of that, you know, send me, like, who's that guy that you sent me who, like, really fucks the girls well? I think you said his name is Gary or Gray. He's got that weird puzzle.
Gray.
Gray something. He fucks chicks really, really well.
He learned it from me.
He learned it from Big Daddy. And those are always fun to just like, I mean, I stare at them, but there is something to finding out, you know, hold on to the whole part of the body and then just drill. Like, like you're, you know what I mean? Like you're
yeah,
just
I do. I know all about
totally
it, baby. I was there.
Well, I discovered that, you know, the magic of that in grander detail through watching that guy. And I think that a lot of discovery can happen, you know, obviously through erotica, but then also through porn
sure.
For sure. You know, it's not just wank material. Like it does give you some subject matter to look at and maybe decide, oh, I want to try that. So anyways, yes, today's story is about exploring oneself through porn and a really good partner who listens and is willing to implement that play for you. You know, we can all be so lucky to find that lovely other to help us through that.
Aren't we though?
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah. And so are you, listeners out there.
That's right.
We got you. So, before our story begins.
Wait.
Oh.
There is something I want to bring up here. Oh. We're going to do a commercial. Right? And,
yes.
But it is kind of about our commercial. This is something you brought to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
We had a listener just emailed us a few days ago talking about, something to the effect of not wanting to buy an audiobook because it, you know, didn't want to support Jeff Bezos or blah, blah, blah. You know, because we sell our books through Amazon and Audible, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I understand what he's saying. And then, on his own, wrote back, oh, I didn't realize you guys were completely independent. Mm-hmm. Like, and that is something I think we can do better, is to sort of, like, let everyone know that we are completely independent. We don't have sponsorships. We sponsor ourselves, you know.
Yeah. I think a good way to explain it is literally anytime you use a download code or just flat out buy it, it goes directly to us.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the only point where...
Well, it doesn't go directly to
us.
Jeff Bezos certainly gets his lion's share of the portion, right? It ain't that great.
It's a fat lion, too, let me tell you.
So there is a point to be made here on that. However, we have no boss. We have no sponsorships. The only commercial the only commercial you're ever going to hear is from us for now. Maybe that changes in the future. We don't know. We'd like to keep it that way. I can only speak for me personally here, but, you know, this show is special to me. You know, this is, in a way, our own thing. You know, it's not just for you guys.
Yeah.
I feel protective over it. I feel closed to having an outside person interjecting.
Let them come in and play with us?
Yes. Well, interjecting their thoughts and their opinions on how we're doing this.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yes, exactly. I have to hope that you guys appreciate that. Right?
We don't
have a, you know, an overlord, as it will. We don't have...
I'm kidding.
There you go with that. We don't have Paramount Pictures. We don't have, you know, some, you know, giant corporation saying you can do this and you can't do that. And if you guys really like the show and you really want to support independent, what we consider art, and what we consider important and valuable... If you really want that to keep coming and we hope it's valuable to you enough to support it, even in form of reviews.
Oh, reviews are the best.
Yeah.
But to keep the lights and the microphones on, getting those audiobooks is where it's at for us. So, yeah.
So with all that said,
here's our latest audiobook. If you're looking for your next sexy listen, Best Women's Erotica of the Year, Volume 6, is sure to heat things up. These 20 adventure-themed stories will take you around the globe as you meet characters eager to indulge their sensual sides. Whether a single mom having a hot vacation fling, a vegetarian lusting after a hunky butcher, a couple visiting a kinky escape room, or a divorcee hitting up a motorcycle club and going on an easy ride, these characters say yes to their most daring desires. Women who've been told they're too much discover the joy of asking for more, and more, and more. And getting it, these erotic tales bear all. Enjoy women's sexual fantasies come to life. Best Women's Erotica of the Year, Volume 6. This best-selling series will make your heart race with excitement.
Available at Audible, Amazon, and iTunes.
And now, Sweater Weather by Aaliyah Winters. Paige was only planning to borrow a sweater. After months of living with her roommate, Lila, sharing a two-bedroom apartment near the university where they both go to grad school, they developed the kind of casual intimacy where Paige knows borrowing a sweater is no big deal. Lila has always been the friendly sort of what's mine is yours roommate anyway, always willing to share groceries and shampoo. But upon opening the suitcase of not sweaters from Lila's closet, Paige realizes her mistake. Unfortunately, she's still standing in front of the giant open suitcase of kink and bondage gear when Lila gets home early and walks into her bedroom. The silence between them stretches out for an uncomfortably long time. Paige knows she's blushing. Fair-skinned and freckled, she blushes at everything. And discovering your roommate is apparently kinky as fuck is more than enough to get her blushing. Lila, though, only smiles. Her body language even relaxes, angular shoulders going soft and loose, like she's finally able to let go of some hidden tension. "I'm sorry," Paige blurts out, taking one step back from the suitcase where it lies open on Lila's bed. "I just wanted to borrow a sweater. I thought these were sweaters. I didn't think you'd mind." "Those aren't sweaters." Lila is still smiling her enigmatic smile that makes Paige flush all over. "I can see they're not sweaters." Paige bites her lip. I know what they are." "Do you?" Lila's eyebrows go up. That saves a bit of explaining, I guess. Paige was not planning on having this conversation with her roommate. Not now, not ever. But she's accidentally discovered a whole trove of kink gear, so it seems fair to admit a bit of her own habits. "I've seen them on the internet." Lila laughs. It's a familiar sound. Paige has heard Lila laugh at television shows and cat videos and sometimes Paige's terrible jokes, and it sets her at ease a bit. She knows Lila. They're friends, or at least friendly, and even if they've never delved into this kind of conversation, it's just sex. It's normal and healthy, right? Nothing to be ashamed about. Lila walks over to stand beside Paige, staring down into the suitcase on the bed. "I haven't taken any of this out in a while." She strokes a hand over the curve of a leather cuff, fingers the suede falls of a flogger. "Lately, I haven't had any sweet, submissive girls asking me to tie them up and have my way with them." Paige sucks in a breath because Lila is flirting, and this can't be happening. They haven't had these conversations, haven't crossed these lines, and Paige has always assumed this crush is one-sided and hopeless. She's thought of Lila's full breasts and slender fingers, fantasized about the crushed berry redness of her lips, imagined the way Lila's blonde, wavy hair would tickle against her soft skin in bed. Now Lila has opened this door, and Paige's hitching breaths probably tell her all she needs to know. "I hear you sometimes when you touch yourself." Lila's tone remains matter-of-fact, casually informational, like she's sharing highlights from a podcast. "These walls are terribly thin." "Oh my God." Paige turns away. It's too much, and her skin is going to catch fire with embarrassment and wanting. "Lila. Lila, what the fuck? Do you think about me, Paige?" Paige wraps her arms around her middle, hugging the curves of her own body. Maybe this is a fever dream. Maybe she's going to wake up in her bed any moment, soaking wet and trembling, because this can't be happening. Lila's gentle touch on her arm makes her turn, and Paige forces herself to meet her roommate's eyes. Lila's breathing faster. Her eyes are sharp and intense and filled with desire. Paige's breath catches in her throat again. "Yes," Paige forces the word out. Lila looks back down at the suitcase. "Do you like this sort of thing? Is that why you're looking at it on the internet?" Paige nods and then tries her voice again. "Yeah." It's whisper quiet and terrified. Lila turns to face her roommate, running one finger delicately down the side of Paige's cheek, her head tipped to the side like she's considering something. "I'd love to play with you, Paige, if you want." Paige is nodding already, but Lila touches her lips with a finger to shush her. "Not tonight, this weekend. In the meantime, if you want to play with me, email me 5 or more videos or stories that turn you on between now and Friday night and include what turns you on about them. I want to know your fantasies. Can you do that? Paige presses a hand to her face in embarrassment, but she says, yes, through her fingers. Lila laughs again. I'm starting to think you're into the humiliation. She pats Paige's cheek. Oh, and one more thing. What? No orgasms this week. Lila smiles sweetly. I like my toys needy. Paige is still standing there in shock when Lila drags another suitcase out of the closet and pops it open. Sweaters are in here. Help yourself. The next 4 days are torture, but Paige secretly loves it. Each night, she finds another video or two to send Lila, complete with a description of what she finds hot. The process is terrifyingly arousing, and she goes to sleep each night wet and aching. Sometimes she rubs her clit, unable to resist, but she stops short of orgasm. These furtive touches only make her arousal worse, but she can't seem to stop. Lila acts as though nothing is happening between them. They share meal prep, watch television together sometimes, and enjoy casual conversation. But Lila doesn't bring up a single element of their deal, nor does she mention anything about Paige's emails. Paige is burning up inside with the uncertainty of it all, but she wants it. She wants all of it. Finally, though, on Saturday evening, when they've both finished homework and are crashed in front of the television, Paige's phone vibrates. Go into my bedroom and take off all your clothes. I want you kneeling on the floor in 5 minutes when I get in there. She looks over at Lila, who's got her phone in one hand, but is otherwise staring at the television like nothing's happening. When Paige doesn't move right away, though, Lila glances over at her, then at the clock. 4 minutes, Lila says. Paige rushes into the bedroom on shaking legs. She's never done this, never done anything like this. It's all blurry like a dream. When she's taken off all her clothes and set them aside, she kneels on the carpet. Everything silent but the echo of her heartbeat in her throat. The seconds tick by into minutes before Lila pushes open the door to her bedroom. Paige stares at the ground, at Lila's bare feet on the carpet, her toenails painted light pink. She's too nervous to look up. Lila's wearing jeans, but then her jeans puddle down around her ankles, and Paige makes a noise in her throat somewhere between a squeak and a gasp. You're adorable. Lila's tone is affectionate. She cups the side of Paige's face, turns her chin up to force Paige's eye contact. I'm sorry I didn't know about this sooner. We could have been having so much fun together. Paige swallows hard. Same, she manages to say. Lila strokes Paige's hair gently, like she's calming a skittish animal. It feels good, but it's also clearly a mark of dominance, and Paige's insides can't settle on their reaction. Here's how this is going to work. Lila's tone is direct and calm. I'm going to ask you some questions tonight, and you're going to answer honestly. If you want me to stop or slow down, you can say stop or slow down, and I will. If you prefer, we can use green, yellow, or red. I'll respond to any of those. Do you understand? Paige nods. Use your words. I understand, Paige says. Lila takes off her sweater. She's wearing only a matching set of bra and panties now. Have you ever submitted to anyone before? She asks. No. Lila nods thoughtfully. Have you ever slept with a woman before? Yes. Did you touch yourself this week? Paige squeezes her eyes shut. Yes. Look at me. Paige forces her eyes open. Did you come? Lila asks. Paige shakes her head. No. Lila smiles. Good girl. The praise makes Paige hot all over, embarrassed and pleased all at once. Lila has her suitcase out, the same one that Paige had discovered earlier this week, and she removes a pair of leather cuffs. Have you ever been tied up before? Lila asks. I've tied myself up, Paige admits. Lila makes a soft noise of admiration. I'd love to watch that sometime. The thought of Lila watching her has Paige even more turned on. If Lila were to investigate, she would find Paige dripping wet already, having barely even touched her. Lila has her hold up her hands and then expertly fastens the leather cuffs around Paige's wrists. The leather is snug, tight enough that Paige can't pull out of them. Lila clips them together with a simple, small carabiner, the kind with a guard so it can't accidentally unsnap, and Paige's anxiety ramps up as she realizes she can't get the right angle to free herself. Not that she wants to, but the reality that she can't crashes down on her and somehow makes her even wetter. Lila turns her back to Paige and starts poking around in the suitcase. You sent me such a nice assortment of videos, I had a hard time choosing what to plan for tonight. But I think we're going to have fun. I might even let you come tonight. Paige sucks in a breath. She hadn't thought of it as a maybe, but she knows what she said in some of those emails. She knows she wrote, I like it when he makes her beg to come, and sometimes I have chastity fantasies. She both loves and hates the way Lila is keeping her guessing. Lila kneels down in front of Paige so they're eye to eye. She holds up a pair of nipple clamps so Paige can see them, see their wicked metal bite and the heaviness of the chain. Have you ever used these before? Lila asks. Paige shakes her head before remembering to speak. No, she wants to add some honorific after, the word incomplete in her mouth, and Lila notices. You can call me Miss if it helps. Paige might die from embarrassment if desire doesn't kill her first. Lila holds up the chain, letting the clips dangle. Open your mouth and hold this for me. Paige closes her teeth around the cold, metallic chain, the clips dangling free, as Lila begins to twist and pinch her nipples. Paige cries out, muffled, nearly opening her mouth out of reflex before Lila tuts. Don't drop them now. The sharp spikes of pleasure pain race through Paige's body. Lila is teasing her nipples into tender, aching peaks. It's the first time she's even touched Paige, and Paige wants to gasp and cry out, but can't drop the clamps. Good girl. Open. When Paige opens her mouth, Lila takes the clamps from her. The bitter taste lingers. Lila holds Paige's breast, and then carefully closes the clamp on the full, tender peak of her nipple. This time, Paige does cry out, her body jerking in reflex. The pain is beautiful, sharp and radiant, and she is breathless with it. Lila watches her reaction with intent. I thought you might like that. Rather than put the other clamp on directly, though, Lila loops it down through the carabiner connecting Paige's cuffs and then back up again. Paige has to lift her hands an inch as Lila attaches the clamp to her other nipple. The pain sears through her once more. Now, if she lowers her hands too far, they tug on the clamps. Lila smiles at her and begins to shimmy out of the rest of her clothing. She sits on the edge of the bed and spreads her knees wide. Come here. Blushing, Paige shuffles forward on her knees, careful not to pull the chain connecting her clamps. They swing anyway, tugging on her sensitive nipples, and she whimpers. How can anything feel so good and hurt so much at the same time? Lila beckons her all the way to the side of the bed and then drapes her legs over Paige's shoulders. Her pussy is right there, glistening wet, thick with the heady scent of her arousal. And God, there is nowhere Paige would rather be right now. Be a good girl. Paige moans and buries her face in Lila's pussy. She tastes amazing, sweet and tart at the same time. Paige wants to devour her. If only she could use her hands, she could finger her at the same time. In this position, though, she can only lick and suck at Lila's clit, dragging her tongue across the sensitive bud. Fuck, Paige. Lila sounds breathless, rocking her hips into Paige's face. You're so good at this. I should tie you to the bed and ride your face every day. Paige moans at the thought. I want you to rub your pretty clit, Lila says. But when Paige reaches down, her cuffed hands pull painfully at her nipples, and she yelps and draws back in response. Lila chuckles, low and filthy. Why are you stopping? Don't you want to touch yourself? Paige tries again, curling up slightly to make it easier to reach her clit. With her bound hands, the position is awkward. She can barely get a finger on the tender, swollen bud. From here, though, she can't quite reach Lila's pussy. She's forced to kneel up, the clamps tugging fiercely into her nipples, and rub her clit through the pain. Good girl, look at you. Lila strokes Paige's hair and then uses it as a handle to hold her head in place. Don't enjoy yourself too much now. Suck my clit. Make me come, and maybe I'll let you come tonight. Fuck, Paige wants to come so badly. The pain in her nipples is pulling her right to the edge of orgasm. She has to actually start rubbing more slowly so she doesn't come just from this. She tries to focus on Lila, on her clit, on the soft hitching moans and the way she rubs against Paige's face. Her thighs tremble, tension building, and Paige doubles down on her efforts. She wants to make Lila come, wants to feel her cry out beneath Paige's tongue, wants to please her. Finally, Lila tenses up and comes, clit twitching in Paige's mouth, her hips jerking and body spasming as she cries out. Paige licks her through it, head clamped between Lila's thighs, her own clit and nipples throbbing with desire and pain. Lila pushes her gently away. Paige falls back, still rubbing her clit because Lila didn't tell her to stop. Lila's juices are wet on her face. So good. Lila touches Paige's chin, tilting her face up, leaning all the way down to kiss her on the mouth. Paige freezes in surprise and then sighs in pleasure. Lila's tongue sweeps her mouth, tasting herself before pulling back, leaving her reeling. Stop touching yourself, Lila commands. Paige immediately pulls her hands away. When Lila releases the clamps, Paige cries out with the unexpected surge of pain. It's overwhelming, like knives, yet if she were still touching her clit, she might have come from it. Lila massages her tender nipples, squeezing them, rolling them, even as Paige whimpers from the pain. There we go. So good for me. You're so good for me. Thank you, Mess, Paige says. I like looking at you like this, all messy and sweet. She brushes her thumb across Paige's bottom lip, especially when you're so desperate to come. I can see it in your eyes. Paige doesn't bother to deny it. Her body throbs from thwarted desire. Come up here on the bed. Lie on your back. Paige scrambles to obey. She lets Lila clip her hands up over her head, unfastening the carabiner, and then refastening it around the bar of the metal headboard. This position highlights her vulnerability. She can't cover up, can't free her hands, has to lie there exposed as Lila traces her fingertips lightly over her skin. Paige squirms as Lila reaches her sides. Ticklish? Lila does it again, this time with just her fingernails. Paige writhes and gasps and nods. You're so cute. Lila stops tickling her, thank God, and then gets off the bed to grab some rope. I'm going to finish tying you up now. Would you like that? Blushing, Paige nods. Yes, miss. Lila hums to herself as she ties Paige's legs. She first bends them at the knee, binding thigh to calf, and then folding them back toward her chest. Lila works easily, fluidly, running rope from the headboard to Paige's bindings so she can't put her legs down. She's even more exposed now, legs up and back, nothing hiding her pussy from view. Look how beautiful you are. Lila strokes the backs of Paige's thighs, smiling at the way she squirms. Can't go anywhere, can you? Paige shakes her head, her throat too tight to speak through. What would you like me to do, Paige? Paige tries to form words. Saying it out loud is humiliating, exciting, terrifying, a dozen feelings at once. I won't do anything unless you ask. Lila's fingers ghost unbearably close to the place Paige wants them, then away. Paige gasps in a breath and finds her voice. Oh, please, please touch me. Please fuck me. Please, please make me come. Her face burns with shame and desire, but it's too late for modesty. She wants. God, how she wants. There, that wasn't so hard, was it? Lila smiles sweetly. Paige cries out at the first light touch against her clit. Lila barely brushes her, giving her only the faintest bit of stimulation, torturous contact that does nothing to quell Paige's burning need. Even this feather touch, though, is nearly too much. She quivers at the knowledge that she can't get away, can't hide, and it's Lila driving her so crazy. When she begins pressing harder, circling pages clit with firmer, deliberate strokes, Paige lets loose with a broken noise and tries to thrust her hips up against Lila's hand. Lila makes a soft, thoughtful sound and continues rubbing her at the exact same pace. It's perfect, exquisite torture, and if this continues, Paige is going to come. Already the curl of pleasure builds hot inside her belly, driving her toward that precipice. Lila leaves her clit, dips fingers down to gather Paige's wetness, and then pushes them into Paige's mouth. "Suck," she commands, and Paige does. "Good girl," Lila croons. Paige's body sings with the double-edged sword of humiliation and desire. She watches Lila get up off the bed and finds a harness, buckling black leather straps around her hips, a practiced motion she's clearly done many times. Under Paige's attentive gaze, Lila selects a deep purple dildo and fits it into the harness. The fake cock is large, but not terrifyingly so, thick and long enough that Paige already aches with need. Lila settles on her knees between Paige's legs and begins stroking her clit again, almost as an afterthought. For some girls, I have them suck my cock before we begin, get it nice and wet. But you're absolutely dripping. Are you always this much of a sloppy slut, Paige? Oh, God. Paige squeezes her eyes shut. I get really wet sometimes. I think it's sexy. Lila fairly purrs the words. Open your mouth and watch me while I fuck you. She presses the cock slowly into Paige's pussy, pushing just the thick head inside at first. Fuck, that's so big. It takes her breath away. It didn't look this big in Lila's harness. It's not painful, but it stretches her out and makes her whimper as Lila gradually slides inside. Feel that? Lila says. Do you feel how big I am inside you? Paige nods, her muscles clenching reflexively around the thick length. It's so good, she moans. Stars explode behind her eyes as Lila begins to move. She rocks her hips, fucking Paige, that beautiful cock sliding in and out and sparking pleasure everywhere. It's perfect. Perfect. Lila knows just how to fuck, and Paige is her willing subject, helpless in the best possible ways. Do you want to come, sweetie? Lila croons. Paige nods frantically. Please, she begs. Please touch my clit. Do you need that to come? Lila starts fucking her a bit faster, still just as deep. Can't come just from my cock in you? I need it. Paige squirms. I could fuck you like this all night then, and you'd never come? That's so tempting. Lila's expression is devilish, and Paige whimpers. Please, no, please make me come. She's done being modest, desperate for release. The pleasure is building with no outlet, and she's burning up from the inside out. What will you give me to let you come? Lila asks. Anything, Paige sobs. Will you be my little cock slut again? Fuck yes. Will you let me control your orgasms? Make you ask me every time you want to come? Do you like the thought of that? Paige sobs, yes, anything, anything. Lila sees inside her most private fantasies, somehow knows exactly what buttons to push. So sweet, so obedient. Who wouldn't want a perfect sub like you? Like a blessing, Lila begins rubbing her clit in slow, steady circles, still fucking her deep and perfect. Paige tenses, suddenly right on the edge. Not yet. Lila orders, ask me again. Her words run together. Please, miss, may I come? Beg. Please, please, oh please, I'll do anything, I'll do anything. I want you so bad, I've always wanted you. Please, Mistress Lila, please. Lila closes her eyes, visibly overcome, and then nods. You're such a good girl. Come for me. Paige breaks. The pleasure crashes through her, a force of nature that can't be controlled. She pulls at her bonds, but they hold fast, keeping her trapped, helpless to the sensations. It's never been like this, never in her fantasies, and she cries from the pleasure and the possibility and the overwhelming confluence of everything she's ever wanted in bed. Finally, the world dissolves around her. Paige comes back to herself with Lila carefully unfastening the last of the ropes, holding her in place, moving her limbs with a tenderness that belies the intensity of their sex. "You okay, sweetie?" Lila asks, brushing the hair off Paige's forehead. Paige is a mess, sweaty and sated, and vacillating between embarrassment and happiness. She nods once, then repeatedly. Lila slips out of her harness, and then she does the unexpected. She curls up with Paige, stretching out alongside her, and wraps their bodies close. Paige settles into the warmth. She's so soft, so perfect. Paige closes her eyes. At some point soon, they're going to need to define this, but for now, this closeness is enough. Paige's breathing settles, and she is just beginning to relax when Lila starts to chuckle. "Oh, you sweet, subby girl." She brushes her lips across Paige's forehead. "I'm going to have so much fun with you." Lured listeners, we hope you guys enjoyed the show. That was Sweater Weather by Aaliyah Winters. And you can follow her at Aaliyah Winters and also follow Best Women's Erotica of the Year at BWE of the Year to get the latest news. I know that there's another volume coming out soon. Yeah, we'll be narrating that one, I think, too. Follow the show at the KMQ. Let us know if you want a free audiobook on Twitter, and we'll get a download code to you. We've got a huge library in Audible. Have a look there. Be prepared. Let us know the title you want, and we'll see if we've gotten codes left of that title. I do know that codes are going fast. Don't forget, it's not just our U.S. listeners. It's our U.K. listeners, too. And what did we find out? There's a go-between. There's a way. We've heard
We've heard people say, we've had some feedback saying that they'll may or may not be from the UK store. They just go to the UK website, sign up free for their, you know, with an email, and they can use a code there. Just putting that out there. If that's you, awesome. Come on over to the Kiss Me Quicks Twitter or email us.
Subscribe to our newsletter at thekissmequicks.com and get our sexy episodes delivered right to your inbox. If you want more sexy stories and would like to support the show, go to Amazon, iTunes, or Audible and search Rose Caraway. Remember to leave us a sexy review so that more lured listeners can find us. Audio production by Big Daddy Dave Caraway.
The KMQ would like to thank the following musical artists: Kai Engel, Broke for Free, and the KMQ introduction music by Vivich.
The Kiss Me Quicks Erotica Podcast is a Stupid Fish production and is brought to you by Best Women's Erotica of the Year, Volume 6. Stupid Fish. Can't you feel all those ears?
Can you feel the love tonight?
Oh my God. How do you know that?
What do you mean?
How do you know all these Disney songs? This is ridiculous. I didn't know you were that guy. I just thought
songs
I was that
stick.
Girl. They do, I know.
I have a thing for songs. I can hear a beat.
I have a thing for cock.
Can you also hear a beat of it and then know exactly whose cock
hear,
it is?
Yeah, I can hear the... No, that's the butt.
Ew.
No. That's the bed.
Yeah.
That's my mic.
That's some weak ass potion. Some janky ass little.
I need some WD-40 on my holder here. This is ridiculous.
No, this is Big Daddy. It's going to shake a lot more than that.
Yeah. There. I think that we have dents in our wall now, especially after the last date night. Dude, you got me good. Not my head. No, the headboard.
Slamming it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Well, there you go. Enjoy that, everybody.
Yay!